Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dog hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause God loves Louise.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is God Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the beautiful Improv in downtown San Jose, California. Yeah. Yes, it's Saturday, right? November 16th, 2019. We're creeping up on Thanksgiving. Yeah. But you know what I would be thankful for today? Some name tags. Let me see what you got. Oh my goodness. Tombieland, I get that one. American Psycho? Eric. Clever, it's right there in the word American. Of all the American movies you could have gone with, you're almost psycho. I like it, I respect it. That 10 Things I Hate About You is, whose name is in there, Haley?
Matthew.
So close, right? Looking right at it. I've got like three different kinds of glasses, and the ones I'm wearing right now are not gonna help in this. I'm not wearing any right now, I just realized. What do I do with those? Oh, shit. It's on the table. I knew, see, that's the thing, is I'm almost like that thing on your phone where you can find your phone. I'm like that with things that I leave sitting around. I know exactly where they're approximately at. And yeah, this isn't gonna help me see the name tags. They are prescription sunglasses, but they're the Holly David. Holly David. And what's this thing over here about Debbie Allen?
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Debbie Allen? No, Downton Abbey. Oh my God, this is not working out at all. But there are so many name tags, and I appreciate all of you making those very much, and good luck to everybody in being chosen today. I guess the listeners don't want to hear me talk about the name tags that much anyway, but I just like to give everybody, you know, shout out before I get into my promotional mode. Doug plugs. This is a fun idea I had. Here, you read this plug right here.
Tweet that was his number one. Doug Loves Movies is at the Improv in Miami 1 week from today, November 23rd at 4:20.
Yeah, see? That gets everybody's attention, gets applause. When I say it, it doesn't get applause. They're like, okay, great, you're going to be in Miami. None of us here in San Jose give a shit. Here, you read the next one, sir.
Okay. Number two. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in L.A. on Tuesday, November 26th with a special Knives Out edition. Schedules permit... What? What is it?
Schedules permitting. Very good. Very good. I have to... It's very important that I get that in there. Let's go over here to this lady. How you doing? Are you excited... Womanuary is coming up?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling January, is Womanuary. And I'm going to try to do everything I can for women just that 1 month. I'm going to devote more time to that to the project. Here, it's number three. Go ahead, just read number three if you don't mind.
All of Doug's deets and dates are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
What did you do? How did you set that off? From the corrections department, on the last show in the IMDb game, I forgot to mention what the theme was after it was over. And people were probably like, what the hell was the theme? It was actors and actresses who are in the movie Midway. Has anybody seen that movie? Yeah, see, that's why nobody wrote to me and said, what was the theme? Because nobody cared. If they figured it out, they're like, why did he do that? Prize bag. Let's talk about today's prize bag. I just came from... I was down in Orange County, California. I got a copy of Modern Luxury, Orange County. It's got Kerry Washington on the cover. It's going to be legit, right? Ooh, this is cool. From Magical Butter... I mean, this is just fun to wear whether you're making magical butter or not, but it's a nice protective glove that could probably be used for a lot of things. Most of them good. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, of course, Doug Loves Movies sticker, and a Doug Benson pin available from rockinpins.com. But the winner gets one of these today, and everybody else can purchase one out on the sidewalk. After the show, I'm just going to hang out outside for reasons most of you know. Most of you understand why we do it there, because we can't smoke inside the theater. That cat's out of the bag. All right, so all of that, plus stuff brought by my 1, 2, 3, 4 guests. Yeah. Excited all these fellas are here. Apologies again to everyone who doesn't like an all-white male panel. Please give it up for David Deary, Taylor Rizzo, Chad Opitz, and Mark Normand. No, please evacuate the theater peacefully and calmly. Back here near the real brick wall.
Woo. Hey, hey.
That was just Mark's energy.
Hey, did what happened?
That, God damn, you're blowing up, Mark.
That was a big queef.
It's like the beginning of an EDM show.
Oh, I think it is Mark. I think Mark
That's
is,
Mark. Mark's energy. Mark Norman, yeah. Everybody.
What
this
did I do?
A hero.
This is like an origin story movie where he's just a mild-mannered comedian and he finds out that he's radioactive because his microphone feeds back too much.
Don't make Mark angry.
Exactly. That's what happened, right?
Yeah.
Is it working okay now?
I think I'm in. Hello? Queef?
Do you guys feel
anal?
Like you're in children's chairs?
Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah, I feel tall.
It's really interesting, the chair choices they made, and I really especially like the choice for my chair. I like it very much.
You're higher than us. That's good. That's
Yeah,
good.
I'm higher than you in every way, David.
Yeah. Mainly because they wouldn't let us smoke in the theater, but I get it.
Well, you know.
Edibles.
Rules. Edibles are so good, but I don't want to be fat and high. I just want to be high. Fat enough. Let's meet them individually. everybody, starting with the gentleman directly to my left. He's figuring out what to do with his beverage. I'm sorry you guys don't have tables. I have a beautiful table. They said, should we get tables for the comedians to put their stuff on? I'm like, nope.
No, I'm good.
Fuck them. Don't, yeah, just make them put it on the ground like true thespians would on this beautiful
stage. Hi, Doug. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. Thank you for jumping in. And
I'm sure all your true diehard cult fan favorite fans remember me from 2 years ago on Valentine's Day when I...
Let him introduce you, dummy.
What up?
Let him introduce you.
Oh, yeah. All right, sorry.
It's David Deary, everybody.
Hey. They know.
David Deary is here.
They remember me from the American Comedy Club. I was... Zero questions right. So, sorry, if I pick your name tag, good fucking luck. All right, let's go.
All right, well, you never know.
Anything you never know.
Anything can happen in these games, you know? Some things are in somebody's wheelhouse or whatever.
You never know.
Whatever they say, that expression.
I'll be saying that a lot tonight. You never know.
All right.
You never know. Hi, guys. What's up, movie guys?
That's what they are, movie guys?
People, movie people.
Hey,
sorry.
Movie people.
Sorry, I genderized that. Hey, movie people!
Who here likes movies? That'd be a fun segue in a stand-up act. Who likes movies?
There you go.
You get that crowd that's like, nuh-uh. You're like, you're whipping out your book shit.
That would be the crowd I want, actually. You know, there you go. That's the knowledge
audience.
I have, the non-movie-loving crowd. Hi, movie
All right,
people.
Yeah, you're handicapping yourself as the, you think you will lose again tonight.
I actually won last
saying.
Time. I won last time.
Really?
No, you
no
did
I didn't.
I don't think you won.
No, I didn't. All right. But let's go. Who knows, guys? Let's go.
You look like a movie guy.
I know, right? That's the worst part about it. The
yes.
expectations are so high.
I could see you shooting up the Joker.
The Joker is this really sweet new heroin that's out on the market.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I can totally see you shooting that up.
I could see Mark selling it to me, so there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. I like drugs.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Thank you for being here, dude. Directly to his left, it's Taylor Rizzo, everybody.
Hey, guys.
The All dab right. king of, I believe it's North America?
That's right.
The last we said.
A whole continent.
Yeah, you'll probably get promoted soon because, you know, you really are the dab king and you dab everybody out on my show, Getting Doug with High. And I said, hey, you want to dab yourself out and drive to San Jose? And you said, yes.
Yep, I'm here. I made it.
And I know you also are not the best at the trivia.
Yeah, I'm a real hit or miss.
I wouldn't blame that on the dabs, though, would you?
No, just general bad memory about it.
What's a dab?
A dab is a way to smoke weed.
Oh.
That you just watched us do no less than 10 minutes ago.
Oh. Maybe I got a little dab in me.
Mark's over there. Why are you sucking on that thing? What's going on over there?
I thought it was just a pipe or a bong or whatever.
You said, is that honey? And I said, no, those are dabs.
Oh. Got it.
That's the best way to learn something is to relearn it immediately. Then those things actually might stick. But thanks for being here. And to his left, it's Mr. Chad Opitz.
Yeah!
Hello. Good to be here.
Really, you know, kicking ass on this show. Every time you're on, it's a delight. You always do somersaults. I'm not going to ask you to do it on this wooden stage.
I'll do it.
I know you. That's the thing
I'll
I love about
it.
You is I know you
I don't
would
care.
Do it.
I'll do
I
it.
I know you'd fucking do it.
Oh, man.
I think it's clear Chad's going to win.
I don't like it.
Look at that. That's like trivia face.
Yeah.
You look like Jack Black and Leonard Maltin.
It's true. Yeah.
I'm fucked.
I was once, one time someone said I looked like I watched porn on 35mm, and I was like, that was pretty, that's a dead on roast right there.
A little autofocus.
Yes. I did a show last night, I was in Bodega Bay, and they don't have a movie theater in Bodega Bay? Isn't
they
that insane?
They don't have one?
They just don't have a movie theater in Bodega
Bay. Well, because the one that just showed Birds all the time got closed down because people got sick of the movie
that was
Birds.
Crazy. I was like, what kind of...
Isn't Bodega Bay good for anything else?
That was some Footloose-style bullshit.
I think The Lighthouse takes place in Bodega Bay. That was for me. Yeah. All right. So, Chad, yes, thank you for coming down from the Bay. Is this still considered the Bay? Are we still in the Bay?
I think so, yes, yeah.
Thanks for staying South in Bay. The Bay today.
You're welcome. Happy to do so. Happy to do so.
Oh, okay, cool. And the gentleman beyond Chad.
Hey, hey, good to be here.
It's Mark Norman, everybody.
Hey, all right.
The Normandalarian.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, I think that's a good mashup.
I'm worried about this guy right here, sir. Do you know what this is? With the white hair?
Do you know what's happening to you, sir? Do you know? Does your family...
All right,
do we
look like you invented sailing.
Do we have it in writing that you're okay?
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, we're going to need a release. We're going to have this gentleman sign a release.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mark?
Good to be here. I'm at the competing club that's much smaller. I'm in Sunnyvale. Oh, hey, all right.
People love fictional places. Sunnyvale is one of the best.
It feels like one. It's like Pleasantville over there. It's nothing but families and Teslas.
Yeah, and all of the license plates say Buffy on them.
The waitresses here are much hotter. All the Sunnyvale waitresses look like Chad.
You should, in your travels, you should jot all this down and then put out some sort of app or something that's a guide these particular quirks in each of these cities.
I like that.
Okay.
What can we call it?
There's definitely people looking for people who look like Chad. That's for sure.
It's true.
Definitely. They're out there.
Once this is over, I'm going over there to waitress. So
there you go.
He's not wrong.
Oh yeah, there's one. Get her. Joking, comedian.
No, that's.
There you go. We got a hashtag. That was quick for me. That was a record hashtag.
Oh shit. I was just doing a quick eye test because I was told that there's a clock that I can look up and see. And yeah, you guys all know.
I know where it
is immediately, but all I did was look right into those lights.
Yeah.
I go, there's no fucking clock up there. And I had to adjust, and then now I can see it. But it's still, you still have to really look into the lights to look at what time it
is. Great place
for
a clock, definitely.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. David.
Should be a little bit over left directly in the light.
Though. Right,
even,
in it.
Even
it'd be
better.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because then you just, you know what time it is, but it also feels like you're about to be run over by a semi.
I've got a semi. I'll tell you, Doug. Doug, I've done this show, I don't know, 8 times, and this is definitely the highest I've ever seen you. Look at you. You're gone.
It's all in the seating. It's all in the, you're way down there on the ground on your tiny little kindergarten cop chair.
Yeah. Can I get a phone book?
And I'm sitting up here on the Conan the Barbarian throne.
Yeah, I think it's this dab shit. You're a
mess. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's my doing.
No, it's pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But this is how this part of the show usually goes, even if I haven't been dabbing. We just chat and...
chill.
Get into the prize bag stuff. What do you got for us, David?
Oh, prizes? It's time for the prizes?
Yeah.
All right, relax, Doug. Don't get...
I know, sorry to rush you.
Relax. Look at him.
Same as last time. I brought a photo that I shot of the one and only Brody Stevens backstage at the Comedy Store. Sorry, guys.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's right here.
Oh, Mark? Good. Oh, good.
Right there.
Chilling. Brody would admire that, what he did very much.
Brody, yeah, he would. Brody would think it's
Brody
funny.
Champions anybody who makes it harder on themselves.
Yeah. So I shot that. I printed that in the dark room.
You shot Brody? All right.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for bringing that.
So it's like a movie, but it's a silent movie. And also, I brought a comic book for my friend. Jeffrey Lewis, because I know everyone has all the movie stuff here, so I brought a silent movie, a drawn movie, whatever. If you don't know Jeffrey Lewis, he does like music videos with comic books and calls them low-budget films. And he's incredible. So,
thank
yeah.
you.
All
thank
right.
You. I guess you don't know him. So if you knew him, you'd be like, yeah! Yeah! I like to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a smart guy, just not about movies. So, yeah, there you go. Jeffrey Lewis. There's a comic book that he drew, and I'm giving it. Give it back. These people stink, man. Get out of here.
Ouch.
Shut the fuck, Jeffrey Lewis! But he's out there. He's got a new album. It came out on Rough Trade. Check it out. That's he paid me $500 to do that.
That is not a good deal for him. Taylor, what did you bring?
I got a whole bunch of stuff. I got, let's see, a Getting Dug with High mug.
Yeah!
Recently washed by me. I got a Getting Dug with High hoodie.
Whoa! Man!
In my size. And then I got... All right, about a year ago, I got obsessed with this video that claimed that Snowpiercer was the unofficial sequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I love that.
What? Chad just got hard.
All right, here, I'm just going to give these to Chad.
There you go.
I'll appreciate the damage.
Yeah, he will. I got one more thing. Let me see if I can get this out.
I think Chad's just heard chocolate and got excited. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Look out. Chad likes chocolate.
Me and Doug and Jeff Tate got to do the Trailer Park Boys cruise earlier this year, and so I have a signed
poster. Wow, good stuff.
Poster.
Good gifts.
This good is gifts. Technically Jeff Tate's that he let me hold on to, and I'm just giving away, so.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all.
Follow that, Chad.
Man, they liked his gifts.
Yeah, could you put that all back together?
Yes.
Give me the whole bag. Can I take that bag?
Yeah.
Because my bag's already overflowing. Chad's got a whole bag.
I do.
Or did you bring some of your laundry as well?
From Grocery Outlet. I have a Big Dog's shirt. Perfect for the holidays for the big dog in your life. And the back says Hulk K9.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Bigger, badder, better, but I don't wear purple pants. Why does he hate purple pants? I don't understand the joke, but it's perfect for the big dog in your life.
Okay.
And then we've got Snack Pack.
Wow.
Dragon Treasure.
Love a Snack
what
Pack.
The fuck
snack
is Pack. That?
Well, this is unlike your normal Snack Pack because it is infused with dragon magic.
What?
It's the Snack Pack Dragon Treasure. There's only 5 of the 6 in here because I had to sample them. So. And they come with surprise tattoos. Okay, so. It's a world of adventure.
Wow, Doug got
get
excited.
It, get
wow.
It.
I've never seen Doug
there might
get
only
up.
Be 4 in there.
Yeah.
And I brought an Andrew W.K. koozie.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. And a Flock of Seagulls cassette tape.
Nice.
So. And there's Jeffrey Lewis is way better than Flock of Seagulls. What are you talking about? All right.
There you go.
His hair's not
well,
as
we've
cool.
lost Doug.
he's been entranced by the
are
dragon
these
magic.
Suppositories? What are you supposed to?
It looks like Play-Doh.
Yeah,
it does look like Play-Doh. Yeah,
which I also
like
eat.
Is this like from like a weird rack at a store, like a 99-cent store, the bargain rack at the 99-cent store?
That was 99 cents, so you're not far off.
Yikes!
Was it just on sale at a regular grocery store?
No, it was at the old Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. A world of adventure.
Even those local references, man. Yeah. Damn it.
Ooh, they got temporary tattoos. They've got temporary tattoos.
Oh,
yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said.
I'll take the swastika. It's a joke.
I think it's just like a gender-neutral dragon or something.
Yeah, there's two dragons that are saying, hey, dragon power.
Nice.
That's a racist dragon.
Then there's another one that's just one dragon. No genitals, but even if it was a dude dragon, I don't know if it would show his genitals, so you just don't know.
Not the grand dragon, Mark. Relax, okay? Chill out.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to eat one of those, Doug?
I don't think so. I really...
Eat one, Doug. Eat one! Come on, Doug. Okay. They want to see it. Eat one. They want to know what it tastes like.
Throw them out to the audience.
How were they, Chad? You had one.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
What color did you have?
Oh, it's very
He's going
bad.
For red. He's going for red.
Get this man a spoon.
Oh, no.
You got to just drink it.
Just finger it.
Yeah.
It looks like gack.
Just put
just finger it. And it's like in this light, it's getting to be like more orange. It just looks like
tomato
like soup
slime,
that
right?
went bad.
I think somebody froze a miscarriage. I just enjoy upsetting
it
everyone.
It is that gross. It's that gross.
Yeah. Here he goes. Here he goes. Here he goes.
Do it.
Oh.
There he goes. Yeah.
Is that dabbing?
I'm going in for more.
Yeah!
That's the dragon magic!
Wow.
That's that dragon magic.
Someone's saying that I have to try the green.
Oh, come on! We got a show
He's
to
doing
do!
It.
All right, here we go. He's opening up the green. He's opening up the green.
Oh,
how
boy.
About some energy in the room? Come on, he's opening up the green. What's going on in this crowd?
This
You're
old
excited.
Guy.
He's here. He goes.
Oh,
here he goes.
God.
Oh, big.
Oh,
there it is. Big finger full of
this
green.
This looks like a rock bottom. You're like this is like a Hasselhoff moment right here.
Except with Nickelodeon slime.
You know, the holidays are a really sad time, and I'm just trying to get ahead of it. It's only 16 days into November, after all, but I am going to start eating these all day, every day.
Wow. Look at that.
Until people have forgotten about me. What a weird thing.
I know. It was 99 cents. I couldn't say no. It's got
It's like
magic.
We can't figure out a way to get our children to eat their candy. Well, can you fake them out, make them think it's yogurt or pudding or...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Get a tattoo in there.
It's so gross.
Oh, he's going back for more.
Well, if he keeps the pudding and I keep the koozie, did you bring anything?
I don't think I brought... everyone's just getting a big dog shirt, I think.
There's still some packs left.
Like, it's making me the kind of sick where I think the only thing that makes me feel better is more of it.
There you go.
Infused with heroin.
Oh my
is
God, that stuff
dragon
is awful.
Magic?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's kind of taped in there. Okay, so I'm sorry to interrupt your presentation, Chad. How many more items?
No, that was it. I know that was it.
That was it?
Yeah. Well, really? I had the Flock of Seagulls cassette.
He had a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, the Flock of Seagulls.
I had a bunch of stuff.
You passed
entranced.
The whole thing down.
Oh yeah, yeah. You were just entranced by that pudding.
I didn't know if you had your own items in there or something, but now I get it. Thank you very much. Mark, what do you have for us?
Well, it's going to be tough to follow that dragon cum, but I don't live here, so I had to improvise. So I got a number 10 from Wendy's. Still warm. Very good. I got nuggets. I got a double stack in here. I think some fries. I already drank the drink. And then the gift of Dab over there gave me this Black Mirror book, which is a screener for season 3. Collector's item. It's got the DVD in there, right?
Yeah, there's, I think, San Junipero. The
Ooh.
DVD for that is in there. And a couple other episodes from that season. So
there you go. Look at that.
And $2 at Goodwill.
Little did you know, I took the video out and I switched it with the Epstein death. So,
wait, you have a video of that?
Yeah,
that's where
video.
It was. I was wondering where that was.
Oh, yeah.
Soon a lucky audience member will have that video.
Pass Beautiful. It down there, Chetty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's in there. Doug.
Keep it warm.
Yum.
I almost got a frosty.
Now you have dessert and your main course.
There you go.
All in one here. Okay. So there's several bags. Somebody's going to win several bags. That's the bottom line here. Let's get to the interview part of the show, David.
Let's do it. I've been waiting for this part. It's very exciting.
What was the last movie you saw?
I saw...
Dark Knight in Aurora?
Jesus.
Mark's fast.
That guy had to have seen other movies since then.
Yeah, probably.
Prison movies. Go ahead, David.
Al Abell's got a documentary out called Mentally Al, but I saw The Joker.
Yeah, I do it.
You really did?
Yeah.
You don't have to be totally honest, you know, you could have changed your answer.
Oh, okay, I saw Raspberries, a short film by Ahmed Weinberg.
What? A Muslim Jew?
Raspberries.
Muhammad Weinberg.
Ahmed Weinberg.
Wow.
It's on Vimeo, so it's good. Joe Morrissey is the lead actor. I like to stump people, you know, like no one, I go deep.
Yeah, no, that first answer Joker, that nobody knows what's up
no,
with that.
No, I mean, you know.
And then you followed
up. You told me to be honest.
Raspberries.
I did watch Joker, though. I did watch The Joker. Is it The Joker or Joker?
Joker.
This is some sort of sneaky way of getting to talk about more than one thing. I just want, I saw this movie, and then I have a follow-up question, but whatever movie
saw
you chose to
the,
say.
The real answer, well, I did watch Raspberries, but it's just a short film by a friend of mine. So.
Okay, let me ask you my follow-up question about
sure.
that. Did you think Joaquin Phoenix did a good job in Joker?
Yeah.
All right. Taylor?
I've been on
so
a...
So it's just finally settled. People are arguing about it. I just wanted to... I thought David could settle it, and he did.
Thank you for thank you for giving me that power.
Taylor, what was the last movie you saw?
I did a Disney Plus double feature of Brink and Alley Cat Strike.
Dude, was that two titles you just said?
Oh, yeah. The audience knew.
Say them again.
Brink.
Brink.
The best rollerblade movie ever made.
Okay, that's, you know, it's tough competition. There's almost three of them.
And then Alley Cat Strike. It's true. Brink and Airborne. And then Alley Cat Strike, which is another Disney original about bowling. So,
it's interesting you mentioned that, because you sound like you're in a bowling alley so far, far away or something. Like, there's something weird about your it's extra hot or something.
Hello?
Or
check.
It just sounds...
Hello?
Does it sound okay out there? Does it sound... Okay,
sounds like,
then, never mind.
Thanks, guys. I'm hot?
They think you sound great.
High? Doug's high. Yeah.
Oh.
We've established that one already, for sure. Like 20 years ago, we
figured
that one.
But sometimes it's just because of the monitors on the stage, it sounds bad to us, and it's picking up perfectly fine. So it's just, you know, peas are popping and whatnot. Yeah, that. You hear that?
Oh, your peas are popping, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying it might,
pop
might,
that
might be extra hot. Okay, I don't know those movies. Yeah. Chad?
I saw the movie you like, Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit, everybody.
It's very good.
Oh, it's so good.
It was really good.
I got to see it.
Yeah, it's
very
super.
Good.
You'll have a great time.
What does that mean? Is that a Jew joke?
You'll have a good lighthearted Nazi romp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just anybody that's interested in, you know,
Holocaust.
Like still finding humor in that very dark.
That's thing. The whole point of you humor.
Know? And yeah, to keep it alive. You know, like that's. I wish like somebody had told Mel Gibson's dad some really good Holocaust jokes. But they're all jokes that do not deny that it happened. They're
right.
Just jokes about it.
Well, it definitely didn't happen.
Which therefore means it really did happen because jokes are real. Did you answer the question yet, Mark?
What's that?
The last movie you saw?
Oh, I saw Joker, but last night I went with Carlos and saw Ford versus Ferrari. Very good.
People are impressed that you saw that already.
It's got a little Disney stank on it, but it's good.
Oh, you mean it's wholesome?
Yeah, it's too wholesome.
Yeah, okay.
But Rush was better.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Also, not one minority in the movie, by the way. Felt very strange. I brought a Mexican. That was it.
You know, let's talk about Jojo Rabbit some more, because... I do. It is very... It's everything you want in a movie, except for... Well, you know what? It doesn't have Disney stank on it, but it also is not, it's not sexy.
Is it puppets?
I'll say that about it.
I don't get JoJo Rabbit sounds like a character.
No, it's just a nickname of a child given to a child by a hideous Nazi.
Weird.
Yeah.
So I guess there are puppets in it.
The Nazis.
Ah, I see.
Well, Jojo Rabbit. That's how they talk to him.
Oh, German.
Yeah, like they all just came from, they're starring in Cabaret.
Uh-huh.
Willkommen.
I feel bad for the elderly guy. He's going to be so confused here. You're eating pudding pops out of the can. He's talking about Nazis. This guy's going to be freaking out. Sorry, sir. I'll explain all this later. By the way, he looks like Roger Stone.
Okay.
All right.
There's no reason to... You know, Roger's out on bail. He's just trying to enjoy a show. It's not like Weinstein wandered in here.
No, I didn't say anything. Just saying a lookalike. All right, we're having fun.
Mark, what would you have said? I don't think enough comedians got to tell everybody what they would have said if they looked out into the audience and saw Harvey Weinstein.
Ooh.
Like, do you have a good Harvey Weinstein burn you might have used?
Just probably what's with the plant.
Yeah, right?
Why do you need to jizz in a potted plant? That would be my move. Maybe something about showering. I'm more of a bath guy.
I think you know more about his sexual tendencies than most of us do. I'm not sure about what the fuck the plant is. What's the fuck, right? What's the plant? Does anyone know?
He jizzed in a plant.
You read too much about this guy.
I read an article. I don't know. I'm well versed.
No, I've heard of that as well.
Too?
I can back him up on the plant jizz. Yes.
Oh, how many people know what the plant thing is?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, not
people
enough.
Know about right. it. And they applaud it. People are for it.
Yes.
People are like,
plant thing. Plant thing.
Like, plants
plant.
Really need that to.
It's plant
to grow
protein.
And feel loved.
I didn't know that.
I could show you some stuff.
No, I only heard that he jizzed in pillows under the blankets and.
I didn't know that.
Mats. Yeah.
Really?
You know about the plants.
Wait, jizz in a pillow.
In you guys have different case. Sources.
Yeah. That's a lot of jizz.
Yeah.
Did he fill it?
Yeah, he'd fill up a pillowcase, yeah.
What?
And then he'd wear it at night.
Man.
Cut holes in it. Never mind. Maybe that
a
was someone else.
Pillowcase?
That
Made
might have been
cloth?
Someone else. That
oh, he's like
someone.
The Grand Jizzard.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
See, we got somewhere.
Hashtag Grand Jizzard.
Yeah, that's a good hashtag.
That is a great hashtag.
Hashtag it.
That's congrats, Mark. Good. You're going viral on that one. Grand
Thank
Jizzard.
Thank you.
Grand Jizzard.
Grand Jizzard. Yeah, Doug's writing it down. It's official. Grand Jizzard.
G-R-A-N-D.
Is that going to be the name of your special, Mark? That's too good. You got to keep it.
I think it's
you got to keep that one.
I like it.
The Grand Jizzard.
I almost spelled it with a G. Here we
no,
go.
J.
J.
J-R-A-N-D. Got
there
it.
You go.
Okay, so...
Show's over now, right? That was perfect. Good ending. All right, let's go.
You know
Grand
what? You know, there's other guests standing by if you want to tap.
No.
Damn.
Well, I want to get someone's...
People are like, who's standing by? Who the fuck?
Louis C.K.
I told him. I was like, not now, Louis.
Hashtag Grand Jizzard. Yeah, his special's the Grand Jizzard. My bad.
C-K-K-K. All right, we're having fun.
That's the important part.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I asked you that question. Oh, real quick, do we have time? I hope we have time.
We're at five. We're at.
I love impressions, David. I love them.
Yeah.
Do you do any? Any impressions?
No.
See, you're getting us right back on schedule.
There you go.
Move over to Taylor. Have I asked you this before, Taylor?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. I just like, you know, it doesn't have to be a great impression, but like...
Oh,
now David's back on board.
It doesn't have to be great?
As soon as I said it doesn't have to be great.
I could do Brody.
Yeah.
I could do an impression of Brody.
Okay, Taylor, what is your... I'm afraid of what Brody might say when you're in charge of what Brody's saying.
True.
Yeah. Taylor?
I can do the judge from My Cousin Vinny.
Oh!
See, that's what we're talking about here. The kinds of impressions nobody thinks of to do. There's no reason
that's
to
great,
really.
Yeah, there's
but
really
then
not.
When you hear it, you're like, that's it. Yeah, that was good.
I can't wait. I love that movie.
Yeah, here we go.
Are you ready? The two what?
Whoa! The two Utes!
That was a classic Fred Gwynn.
Boy, you're going to get laid after that, buddy. Holy hell. That was a talent.
Oh, goodness. I did not expect that. That was really good. I know, Chad, you've been on the show recently. I've already pestered you about your impressions that you do, but do you have another one that you could share with us?
I have a visual. I can make my nostrils look like Spider-Man's eyes.
I got a gasp.
I got to see that.
I think everyone here needs to see it regardless. Yeah. They don't care about the listeners at this point.
Someone's
got
to get real close.
Oh, you got to get really close to do it?
That's Spider-Man's eyes.
Let me see. Whoa, you can almost hear the pussy
drying. This is
dry.
An up-close impression? Go into the crowd, do it to people close up, because people
are feeling
left out at this point.
The audience is all
not
reacting like,
all.
Holy shit, his nostrils look like Spider-Man's eyes.
Wow, this is a new low for the show right here.
People are giving it the thumbs up. Everybody agrees.
Oh, man.
Also, look, if you look long enough, you'll see a sailboat. Dinosaurs.
The people listening to the podcast love that impression.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. Do you have anything you can top that with?
I can do a duck.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Doesn't that mean you could probably do a pretty good Donald Duck?
I've tried. I can do the, you know, when he's like, shake something off.
Yeah, what else do you need? That's the best part.
Exactly. Oh, how about a little Roger Rabbit?
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
Well, that was great. I'm glad we took the time to do that. But now it's the part where I say, turn it off, Bert, and let the games begin!
Finally!
Hope that that's not real loud in people's ears when they're listening to this. Okay, so people made name tags. Some are better than others. Some are just, hey, do you want to pay our bill? And all you got to do, gentlemen.
Do we just point them out, or can we go out there and talk to them? Can we interview these people?
You don't have to interview them necessarily.
I want to talk to them. You know, I want to know who's really good at movies.
As long as you put your mic down, you can go talk to them all you want. And while everybody tries to decide, be careful walking on off the stage. While everybody tries to figure out who they're going to play for, we're going to go to a brief commercial message.
That guy
right
with the glasses.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Watchmen. Can't get enough of HBO's Watchmen? Now you can go deeper inside the show critics have called your new TV obsession with the official Watchmen podcast. Hosted by Watchmen executive producer and writer Damon Lindelof and Craig Mazin, the creator of Chernobyl, the new podcast explores narrative choices, uncovers Easter eggs, and examines the show's connection to the groundbreaking graphic novel and to modern events. A reimagining of the world originally seen in the groundbreaking 1980s graphic novel the same name, Watchmen is set in an alternate history of present-day America, where the lines between vigilantes and mass crime fighters are blurred, and the only true superhero is nowhere to be found on Earth. Stylized, darkly funny, and profoundly human, the series stars Regina King, Gene Smart, Don Johnson, and Jeremy Irons, and features music from Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Watchmen is available on streaming and on demand, and catch new episodes Sundays at 9 p.m. on HBO. Then listen to the official Watchmen podcast, available on all major podcast platforms. Hey, ever notice how dispensary edibles can be costly and misleading? I have. Making edibles at home is the only way you can guarantee you know what's going in them, and it'll save you money in the long run. Introducing the Magical Butter Machine, the easiest, cleanest, and most consistent way to make edibles at home. The magical butter machine takes all the effort and mess out of the process and lets you know exactly what ingredients went into your creations. Simply add your decarbed cannabis to the machine, then your butter, cooking oil, or grain alcohol. Push two buttons and the machine will do the rest. Now that's magical. The Magical Butter Machine features a high-power immersion blender that chops up and evenly distributes your botanicals, as well as an internal heating unit that maintains the perfect temperature for your infusion. It also comes with everything you need to make your first extraction. Best of all, it's backed by a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and covered by a manufacturer's one-year limited warranty. Butters, oils, and tinctures, soups, sauces, and spreads. Infuse it all at the touch of a button, like magic. Go to MagicalButter.com and get your machine today and use the promo code Doug to save $40 at checkout. That's MagicalButter.com, promo code Doug.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. David is still out there.
Oh my God.
He negotiated, and he's got two or three name tags. How many? Two name tags? And they're going to split the prizes if it comes down to it, but...
You mean when we win? I got just super...
No, it was pointed out by someone else on the panel during the break that you're not going to win.
How dare they say? I got just me, Angie, and Eric.
So you got Eric from American Psycho, and what's the other one? Say Angie thing.
Say Angie thing.
And it's a painting of a boombox.
That is tight, actually.
It's an actual painted canvas.
Angie, cool. did you paint that?
I did.
It says Doug's mixtape on it.
Well done, woo! Angie.
If I hold this up, will I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you really did look like John Cusack.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Cusack now.
Oh.
Who's that a burn on? I think everybody came out all right.
He's better off dead.
Angie, you don't have your website. How are people going to buy paintings from you? You don't even have your website on here. This is ridiculous.
After.
All right.
After the podcast.
She's going to whisper her website to you.
All right. When we win, we'll be celebrating.
HailHydra.com.
When we're celebrating at the after party.
This is one crazy summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Taylor, what do you got?
I'm playing for Super Heidi Me.
Oh,
Heidi.
Clever.
Super Heidi Me.
Mark Norman's on there.
What? How'd you know?
She just guessed.
Good guess.
She's just in town.
She's like, he's in town. He's got to come by.
Good Super Heidi.
Not so much for those other people.
Apparently. Yeah, what about me? Where am I on there?
Yeah.
You're the black one.
Oh, there I am.
Nicole Byer. You're the pretty black lady.
I think the great Nicole Byer made it onto a few name tags here today because she's headlining here at the club tonight.
She's on this one. Doug Benson, Nicole Byer, and Chad Opitz in Louis Weapon 3.
Nice, Louis.
I'm peeking through there like Joe Pesci.
Who's Louis?
That's some good photoshopping.
Louis Weapon.
Louis made the...
Louis or Louis?
You can't get off the Louis C.K. thing.
No. I know. Well, he locked the door.
Yeah.
Not really.
And what do you have?
You look good in this, Doug.
Oh, thank you.
Look at you in that.
Look at his hair.
That is a good hairdo for me.
That's a very good hairdo.
Good hairdo, good look.
Should grow the back out.
That's nice.
Good
Photoshop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mark's got Bring Me the Head of Aaron Garcia.
Yeah, Aaron.
Instead of Alfredo.
Clever. Very clever. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
I picked that guy because he looks like he's a virgin. No. He looks like he knows his movies.
Applaud if you have Mark, his face on your name tag and he didn't pick you. Okay. Oh, there is one.
Oh, that's my aunt.
Yeah. I think that's my name tag who just clapped.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. God love you. Praise Allah.
All right, well, one of these four or five people is going to win all or half of the prizes
all
today.
Right. Let's play the game.
Yeah, very exciting. Got some great games picked out for you guys today. And we're going to start off with a little something called How Much Did This Shit Make?
Oh, no.
Haven't played this game in a minute.
This isn't about movies.
It's always exciting to play. Mark is upset. What's the matter?
Well, I wanted some movie trivia. This is numbers.
Yeah, you don't like numbers.
Like something like numbers, huh? Something I'm good at?
No, no. I mean, I'm autistic, but I can't fuck with numbers.
You're going to lose, Norman.
So, like, if I asked how many dwarves are in that one movie, it's a number question?
Seven. Give me the points. Give me the points.
There's no points to give yet, David.
But if you're talking about Bad Santa, it's one.
I answered that right, though. Well, there wasn't seven dwarves?
No, there were.
Yeah,
but
give me my points. Turn me into a monster. Let's go.
Okay, don't do that during the actual games.
Okay, sorry about that.
It was fun leading up to the games.
Okay, let's go.
During the games, it'd be very disruptive. Wait your turn. You can rearrange the furniture later.
I just feel like I did get an answer right. I should get the points. But whatever, let's go with it.
There's never any points, really, to get.
It was definitely a question.
Okay, so David won our first game.
Yes!
So that means...
Oh, come on!
That means he gets to go first in this next game where arguably first isn't the best place to go anyway.
All right.
That's fine.
So
ready.
We'll start with you, and then we'll go to Taylor because he brought you here, and then we'll go to Chad. And Mark, you get a back cleanup down there, and you'll know what to do. I feel like the back. I feel like. All right. So Disney Plus just started. Who's got Disney Plus? Movies. These are movies, people.
All right.
It's true. And one movie that did not make the cut for Disney Plus, at least initially, is that racist movie, Song of the South.
Oh, classic.
Which I honestly wanted to see because I saw it as a child and, you know, I didn't catch the racism and I'm sure it's right there. And so I just want to see it again from the perspective of understanding why that movie should never be seen again. But the question is, you know, when it came out, people were not that upset about it.
No.
I mean, white people were fine with it, I guess. Yeah, it's one of those things.
Is that the Black Crows?
So how much did it...
That's Dumbo.
Well, that's the thing is on all the cartoons that they have on there, the Aristocats, Dumbo, a couple others, they announce at the beginning, hey, there's some things in this that were, you know...
Culturally inappropriate.
Yes.
They used.
Ah. Yeah, exactly. They put a little disclaimer in the front. And then, you know, you're watching Aristocats and these Asian cats run in and go, we are Siamese, if you please.
This is like, oh,
it's Mark's
no.
favorite part.
Oh, my God.
Crazy rich Asians.
Yeah.
I should have done that during the impressions part. I can't believe I saved it for this
great.
Discussion about racism in Disney movies. But, yeah, so they have the disclaimer on those. But, you know, nobody's really dying to see Song of the South anyway, I guess. But... I know I didn't. I thought there were animated parts and people parts, and I thought the people parts were boring when I was a kid.
Sure.
So the only part I liked was the animated part, and as far as I know, that part's only
kind of racist.
This show could use some animation.
Say what?
No, let's keep it rolling.
David, you have some time to chew on this, the motion picture song of the South. How much did it make?
Oh, are we converting the money?
Nope, it's okay. Not adjusted for inflation, but it is according to boxofficemojo.com. So I'm not going to take the personal blame if somebody's got a different figure.
And are we doing Price is Right rules?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are we doing Price is Right?
Price is Right rules apply.
Without going over.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever seen on there some fool when they're not even the last bidder will do the $1 yeah. thing, and then the person next to them will go $2?
Yeah. So I shouldn't say $1. I shouldn't say $1.
Rough as fuck. Yeah, the first person can't say $1. You got to at least try. You know it made more than a dollar.
To be honest with you, I never heard of this film before. But just kidding. I'm going to say $100 million.
Austin Powers.
I've done that. I'm going to say $100 million. $100 million. It's so much money. I don't
How
know.
How much?
Exactly. $80 million.
Okay, he says 80 million.
No, wait. I'm going to say $55 million. I'm going to say $30 million. $30 million. $22 million. $22 million.
What are you doing?
This is real Price is Right style. Just having an audience guess for us. Yeah,
someone knows the exact number. Do the perfect bit. Come on. Be a hero.
It's like you instinctually know what I love in a guest.
Stupidity?
No, asking the audience to help you out.
Because I love your audience.
They'll keep doing it in the parts where I would rather they didn't. You're requesting it, see what I mean?
Am I?
Don't ask them for help.
Okay, I won't ask them for help. I'll never do that again.
Don't encourage it, because
I won't encourage it.
Later they have to pantomime or whisper. It gets really weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say. $22 million? Is that what I'm saying?
I don't know. You've said a lot of numbers.
You said $100 million.
A lot of game shows
million.
Would have gone with that first dumb
number.
Hey, man,
we're
not
on a lot
beginning.
Of game shows right now. We're on...
Doug loves movies!
They put us in these short chairs, and now we were just acting like kids. So.
Hey.
That's what happens.
Yeah, when my feet touch the ground, it's...
I'll take $50 million.
$50 million.
He's gonna take $50 million, everybody. Okay.
All right, Taylor.
What's your name again? David? Okay. What do you think, Taylor?
100,000.
Whoa.
Okay.
So a dollar. Basically a dollar.
I don't know.
All right, 100,000. That's $1.
It's, you know, it's a modern version of a dollar.
That's a dollar, yeah. Fair enough.
Who's next? Chad.
I'll say 15 million.
15, okay.
What did you say, Dave?
I'm not going to tell you what I said, Mark. Jesus. Go F yourself. But say 16 million.
16 million? And then what did you say?
I said 50 million. I said a bunch of numbers, but I don't even know what Doug put down.
It's his official answer is
50. Oh, 50? I thought it was 22 million, I think.
No, your final answer was 50.
Oh, shit. I never said final answer. 22 million, final answer.
So David said 50, and Taylor said...
100,000.
Oh, so you're more clear about what other people are bidding.
It's because I only had one bid.
True.
It's much
That's
easier
true.
To remember.
Yeah, it's easier to keep track here, one bid. Chad says 15. Mark?
I'm going to go 1 million.
Okay. You could have just said 101,000, but whatever.
That's true.
Be nice. You're a nice guy.
I can't add.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing was it was a hit motion picture. And tickets were cheaper for sure.
but it still managed to make $37.4 million.
I said 22 dollars. At one point.
You did. 22 would have been better for you right now, but you changed it to 50 at the end. And Chad, with his 15, is the winner of that game.
I told you, Chad.
I told you
win
to say 16 million, not Mark.
I thought about it.
But there's no points. He's won nothing except
nice.
For the honor.
Just proved a new information about a racist movie.
Yeah, he knows the most. He's the most racist of everybody. So he gets to go first, and which may be not even be the best position in this game.
True.
We'll see.
I like
it's
this optimism.
Hmm?
You're saying I have a chance. That's great. I love that optimism. Let's go.
I do. I'll let you know when I don't think you have a chance anymore, and it's going to be before it's over.
Thank you.
You're not going all the way against this crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Mark down there. This is a game called ABCD's
Nuts.
There
we go. Now we're talking.
Because spelling is fun. I'll give you a letter in a sequence of letters that spell something. I'll tell you what we're going to spell in a second. And then you just name any movie that begins with that letter. But if you wrote down, or if you say a movie that I wrote down already, then if we match, then you automatically win. And there is a theme. Pretty sure. And we're going to start with Chad.
Mm.
And then go to Mark, and then to David, and then Taylor.
All right.
Chad gets the first letter in. Oh, we're going to spell. That's important to say right now. We're going to spell impeachment.
Oh!
Hot topic these days, whether you like it or you're for it. And and so I thought it'd be fun to spell it. I'm pretty sure I've always known how to spell it, but some people might get tripped up on it. That's not what we're here to do, though. We're just here to have fun, see if you match, figure out what I was thinking. Chad, start us off with a movie, any movie, and you stay in the game. But if you match me, you win. Any movie that begins with the letter I.
Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Yikes.
I like that. I like it a lot. I think it's probably the Incredible Mr. Limpet, but I'm not going to bother to figure that out at this time.
Damn fool.
That, of course, begins with a T.
Oh, are we doing those?
Oh, we sure are.
Oh, shit.
Don't worry about it. There's only one T in impeachment. It's pretty much going to be over at that point. I went with a motion picture called In the Loop.
Ooh, okay. Nice.
got a nice from the crowd.
Nice. No, I got a nice from one guy. That was great.
Yeah, a nice.
Nice.
That's what I call it.
A nice.
Yeah.
One nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Taylor. The letter is M.
Wait, we're not going this way anymore?
Okay, Mark. The letter.
Deb.
M for Mark.
Mars Attacks.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I went with Man of the Year.
Oh.
Okay, now we come over this way to David.
Not on the wavelength of you so far, Doug. Gotta admit. All right.
Okay, but
me.
You know, you'll figure it out maybe someday. P is the letter. P for David. People talking loudly in the balcony for some reason. I asked for a pina colada. Not a fancy glass full of... They're almost louder than me now.
That's true. I'm trying to think of one movie that begins with P. Does this happen often on your show where people get absolutely stumped?
It happened the last time you were on, and it happened when Yeah, it happens.
It happens sometimes, all right.
Yeah, I'll bring people out of the
audience. Feel free to bully me. I mean, come on,
sometimes
do it.
I'm trying to defend you at this point. You're just interrupting me.
Oh, you can't use
that. Was that Eric? Was it Eric?
But you know what, though? I don't think he was giving you an answer. I think he was calling you names. I think he was calling you Peter Pan.
Yes. You'll be played by a woman in a
movie.
There's
probably like 50
Hurry Peter... up and answer, there's, Peter Pan.
There's probably 50 Peter movies even. I can't even think of...
Tell us your answer and then fly away, Peter Pan. Do you want to go with Peter Pan?
No.
Good.
You're friends with Jojo Rabbit.
Wow, it's amazing. It's kind of interesting, actually. Just you can't think of one possible thing.
What movie were we trying to go see?
Don't
let
help
me help him. He's a fucking dummy.
That's true. That's true.
Come
yeah.
on.
That's true. It's there's so many. You could give me a hint as well, Doug.
Just say it. Don't help him. You guys.
No, don't help him. Don't help me. Don't help me.
Don't help him. Yeah.
Don't help
like,
me.
It's just like
we'll edit this part out.
Maybe like think of words that begin with the letter P and yeah. any of those. Probably are the name of something.
Paranormal Activity.
See how that works? Am I teaching you how to answer questions?
That was insane, Doug. That was insane. All I was thinking was how boring that was for everyone listening. That was nuts. Fuck, it's never happened to me. I was really frozen. I was like, P, what's a P? What's a word?
No, but you did it.
Paranormal Activity. Is that what you were? Yeah. Imagine if you were.
That was like a scene out of The King's Speech.
Yeah, it was. That's right. You are a great coach, Doug. You're a great coach.
The scene where the wife has had enough. That scene. Okay, so
was that
you
the movie?
Did it.
Was
that is no, it wasn't a match. Holy shit. I wouldn't be sitting here this casually if we had just matched on that Paranormal Activity.
Damn.
So, I went with Primary Colors.
Oh! I was thinking about that yeah. one, but it just, I couldn't remember it.
The next letter, that goes to Taylor E.
I don't know what your theme is, so I'm just going to say Ever After.
It kind of fits into the...
Well, then I really don't know what your theme is.
I went with Election.
Oh!
I gotcha.
Yeah, somebody in the audience said it. Smarty pants. A is the next letter, Chad.
All the President's Men?
That is the match! That is the match! He did it. The audience wants a somersault, Chad.
Wow.
There it is.
Whoa.
There it is. Whoa.
Wow.
And a cartwheel?
Holy hell.
Son of a bitch.
Man.
How are you going to top yourself when you win this whole thing today?
Suicide.
Oh, no.
That plus the nostrils, you'll kill to the state fair.
I don't know, though. I think you'd be a fun ghost for this theater to have.
Yeah. Did you feel the breeze of a chubby man somersaulting by us?
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun. Okay, here's a fun game. I'm going to say the next letter, and everybody yell out what you think it's going to be. C. Charlie Wilson's War, that's correct.
Wow.
That was a lot less guesses than I expected. H, nobody's going to get it. M.
That's good.
That's good.
It's the Manchurian Candidate.
Oh.
What? Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, that's correct.
Wow.
E is another stupid one. N. Nixon. Nixon is it. Nixon. T.
The American President.
The Manchurian Candidate. The guy out there that listened.
Come on.
Well, that was exciting.
Riveting.
That was super duper fun.
And the theme was assholes.
The themes of movies where you see assholes.
That's it.
No, it was just, I just, you know, wrote on Wikipedia political movies. And some letters were tough. Like E, I had to go with Enron, the smartest guys in the room.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not Enron 2.
It's a good movie.
We did it again.
Is that a thing? And then, for H, another tough one, but a documentary, a groundbreaking documentary, Harlan County, USA.
Oh, yikes. Yeah. Harlan Williams?
Harlan Williams, USA. Yeah, it covers all of his movies from Rocket Man to
Dumb and Dumber.
Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't talk about Dumb and Dumber in it. Because he's still mad to this day because he really did drink a bottle full of pee.
Did he?
Yeah, Jim Carrey really peed in that bottle.
Whoa! Fun little Easter egg there, Doug.
Oh, no. Wait, did I just make that up?
Scoundrel.
Ouch.
He wouldn't give me a straight answer when I asked him about it, though. He insists it wasn't pee, but...
We all know.
You see that face he makes? Did you guys see it? He did it.
Another impression.
Another impression Mark does.
It's no Spider-Man nostril.
Make that noise into the microphone, though, that Harlan makes.
What are you, sipping on Grandpa's old cough medicine? Pull over. It's a cardigan. But thanks for asking. I'm just doing the whole movie now.
I love it.
Remember when Jim Carrey was sane? Those were good times. Yeah, I guess you're right. But that Jim and Andy doc was a real bummer.
Yeah, I keep meaning to watch it, but I think it'll make me sad.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, I didn't get what was going on with him then, but I get what's going on with him now because he's like, you know, painting.
Yeah, always a red flag.
No, but Hitler. You know what I mean? He's got, you know, he's found something that he can just do and it doesn't bother anybody. Just over it. Where's Jim? Oh, he's over there painting.
Right.
You know, before that, it's like, where's Jim? Oh, these penguins are all going to die if we don't.
Yeah.
If we don't finish this fucking movie.
It's either that or the number 23. Oof.
We're not here to take down Jim Carrey.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm a fan.
Filmography. Me too.
Hashtag.
Yeah. This is what fans do. Sonic what? He's in Sonic, like
he
as a
is?
Person?
The restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be in the back seat with those two guys in Sonic ads.
By the way, when are they going to fuck?
If it's not each other, then never.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because they spend all their time together.
Right.
He had one where one of them's mom was in the back seat.
What?
Yeah, so that's probably what's holding them back. Is they need to drive to a Sonic in another state.
Right.
Get some chili dogs and then get it on. Is that what they sell there, chili dogs?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Slushies, tater tots.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Solid. They used to be on roller skates, but those were different times.
I was somewhere recently where someone was on roller skates.
Skating rink?
That's it. That's it. Thank you.
Boogie Nights? Roller
Girls? I was
girl?
Watching Boogie Nights, yes.
There you go.
I was going deep in the... after I saw The Exorcist, I just wanted more of her.
Heather Graham?
No.
Oh.
I was thinking roller boogie. You're thinking, you said Boogie Nights.
Oh, right? Yeah. What's roller boogie?
Roller boogie is the girl from The Exorcist grows up to become a roller boogie. Linda Blair, that's her name.
Linda Blair?
Roller babies.
Yeah.
Solar babies.
Get the fuck out of here. There was Prayer for the Roller Boys and Solar Babies around the same time, and they both sucked so much that neither one of them were successful.
Mm. No Roller Baby? There was no Roller Baby? What are you saying?
It was a
I
roller...
don't think there was something just called Roller Babies.
It was a roller abortion.
Uh-oh, you got the groan, Norman. You're out.
Wasn't a bad line.
You got the groan out.
Scruts. Square.
Okay. Time to get
I like
serious.
That they just yelled out the roller movies that they liked, though. You know, they're just like
Roller Baby.
Oh, that was cool.
They left out some too. Nobody said roll bounce.
Oh.
That's a good one. Whip roller it, rollerball.
What's the one in the wheelchair?
See, now...
Murder ball.
Murder ball.
Murder ball.
Who says I want it?
Oh, never mind.
But yeah, we did pretty good with those. It's not a huge category.
No, not a very big
one. Unless you really branch off into, you know, just anything where somebody skates for any reason.
Yeah, you said there were only three rollerblade movies, but we just named like 10 of them.
Oh, those were quads.
Zing. I'm fighting words.
Those are quads.
And Brink is at the top.
Oh. You're not getting any points.
Why
for
are
that?
You guys backing me so hard on this?
They love a good zing.
Oh, fucking Brink. That's what I've never heard of that one, but I'm looking into it.
Yeah. I'll let you borrow the DVD if you'd like.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like we got to get back to the game. Yeah. Just
yeah. Well, the thing is, the clock has been stuck on 5:38 for quite a while now. So
that's just
is
the
real?
Weed.
No, don't tease me like that. Okay. So we're gonna. It's time to play Last Man or Woman Stanton. And this is, that's right. Do whatever you need to do to prepare for this intense matchup. Taylor's got a notepad.
Is that legal?
It's, it's something we allow. We don't encourage it.
What about Google?
I have two partners.
You can also be asked to be reminded from time to time.
Polyamorous.
And that does become kind of unfair that you have two different people that are going to answer for you.
That's fine.
Who are your two people? What are their
Eric,
names?
Eric. Over here. Mainly Eric.
Eric and who?
Angie's out there somewhere.
Where's Angie?
Oh, Angie's up there. I'm looking down here. You're in the cheap seats. All right, Angie, in the back.
Let's see. Angie and Eric. Okay.
Let's bring them on stage with me,
Doug. Shut the fuck up, David. It's not how it works. You can only go to one of them once, and I'm going to pick which one right now.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, handicap.
Wait a second. You pick two name tags, which is, that's why we have a problem now. You don't get to have two people thinking for you.
That's riot. All right, never mind. No one's with me on this one. Do what you got to do, Doug. They like you. Forget it.
Okay. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa, everybody really wants it to be Angie.
Does she work here?
Angie.
Angie, if we lose, you're
that's
fucked, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's
Oh, he's going to fist you. That's what he did. I don't know.
Don't even talk like that.
I know. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
Don't
right.
even say things like that, because there's no way you're going to win.
I know. I know.
So, are you okay with that, Eric? Okay, you're still going to get half of all this garbage up here.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, but I...
All right, Angie, it's me and you.
I think everybody's safe. All right, so Chad won that second game, so we're going to start with Chad, and we're going to flip the order around. So now it's going to go Chad, Taylor, David. You can go to your... Mark. You can go to your lifeline once, and only once, David, and that's the only person in the audience whose help you can get.
All right.
Just that one time, you're going to go to Angie.
I get it, Doug. I'm going to lose. I'm used to it, Doug.
No,
don't worry.
I was stressing more of how the game works, not really how you were going to do in it. But
you're going to lose. What movie?
There you go. I'll embrace it, Doug.
Thank you. Was that Angie?
No.
Oh, Angie sucks.
What? What movie was it from?
You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose.
Yeah,
you
what the lady
stink.
Say?
League of Their Own. Stillwell, the fat blonde kid.
Sure. Sounds great.
That's the only movie I've ever seen.
Okay.
One time, got it.
What?
Angie. Good song.
Eric.
Oh, it's Eric?
No, I'm just saying...
Clapton.
What do you think? There. See, I thought you had something on, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
You've always got those quick things to say about people.
Eric the Red.
Based on just their first name. See how you just came up with another one already? Where is Little Green Ween? Little Green Ween.
Little Green Ween.
Hey, dude. What's your given name?
Andrew.
Okay, Andrew. You wrote to me on Twitter... with the name Little Green Ween, and I wondered about it. What do you have to say for yourself? Is that your last name?
No.
Green Ween?
No, I have a tattoo of a green wiener on my arm.
He's got a tattoo of a green wiener on his arm.
Prove it!
So his Twitter name is Little Green Ween.
Let's see it.
Take your shirt off.
Oh, yeah, no one wants to see that. Come on, take it off.
They have rules here in San Jose.
Oh, she's about to divorce him.
The pants have to come off as well.
Yes, so we can see the white wings.
The
Partial stripping allowed here.
Get the phones out. I love this.
All right, it's coming out. Oh, and he's got a shirt underneath that. And
the wife is upset.
Here we go. Shit.
That is a small green wing. Now let's see the white ween. Also small. That's what I heard.
Very little, very little.
Tiny little
green
white.
What do you
penis.
Call the area in between?
That's called the taint.
I call it the tween when it's between. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Andrew.
So high.
Just so you know, it's a real chicken or the egg when somebody says, "Oh, I have that name because I have this tattoo." right? It's like still doesn't answer the question, why do you have that name? Or why do you have that tattoo? So, Andrew, what's your suggestion, though, today for this game that we have only a few minutes left to play?
Keanu Reeves.
That's a good one.
Age-appropriate girlfriend.
Okay. That's his best movie.
All right, Chadwick Boseman.
All right.
You think that would be successful, that a movie called that? Would you want to see that?
Age-appropriate girlfriend.
Age-appropriate girlfriend.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so I said we're gonna start with Chad.
Cool.
So films of Keanu Reeves. I'm gonna play too, so don't go racing past me when it's my turn. And we're coming this way, right? Which way? That way, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going Point Break.
Point Break, he says. He is not an FBI agent. Mm-mm. When in fact he is an FBI agent when he says that.
Utah.
Yep, that's where the whole movie takes place.
Good surfing out there.
Taylor?
I'm going to go with John Wick.
Oh!
Is that your one?
That opens up quite a little box.
You just open a box of Wick ass.
Yeah. Chris Hardwick.
All right, David. You got this. If any film featuring the great Keanu
How many does
Reeves.
He have, by the way? Do you any idea?
If
general
I had
ballpark.
An idea, I 20s? Would tell it to you.
No idea. Over 20?
Yes.
Definitely. Yes.
Just
Way
yes.
More.
We got to quit the light.
50? The Matrix.
Very good. I can't believe you did it.
I can't either.
All right, it's my turn. I'm going to say...
You're playing?
Oh, yeah.
You missed that part.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Get this done quick. I'm going to go with Something's Gotta Give.
All right. Why are you sitting like you got molested?
I'm going to... Because something did give. No, I'm just weirdly holding my beverage.
Oh,
my
that's
heads.
What it is.
Yeah, I see. All right, your turn.
I'm going to go with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Hey, we're getting into a tricky area here, Chad.
I'm going John Wick 2.
What was it?
John Wick 2.
Okay, see, that's people are already yelling. You got to get the accurate
full
title
name.
Of the film.
That's not the full title.
That's it's.
Oh.
It's, these will surprise you sometimes. You might want to move on to something else or get help from your life.
I'm definitely moving on to. Can I move on to something else?
Yeah, you can move on to something else.
Oh, God. Okay, thank you. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Nice.
Go.
Nice. Good save.
That was
you saved it. Taylor.
Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah! That was mine!
That's what I was going to say.
I was sitting on
shit,
that puppy.
David.
Oh, that was
so you're already out of ideas, David?
Well, I feel like he's been in other Kevin Smith movies.
That's what you feel like?
But, no?
Other ones in addition to which one?
Oh. Oh, he didn't do Bill and Ted's? Never mind, all right.
Okay,
I feel like
so,
he's been in Kevin Smith movies, maybe. Or
oh,
movie.
I see.
No. Am I wrong?
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Of course.
Angie! What do you got?
Destination Wedding.
Destination Wedding?
What is wow. that?
Wow. Is that real? Okay. All right.
Well done, Ange.
Was it Jeez. Well done? I don't know that one.
Huh?
Yeah?
Kept you in the game.
Okay, I'll take that one. Thank
take
you.
Take it. Take it and enjoy it.
And I'll cheat. I'll look at Eric.
It's my turn.
Mouth.
Right?
Yes.
Toy Story 4.
Oh! Oh! I didn't know about that. I didn't know there was a Toy Story 4.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with The Lake House.
The Lake House. Very good. I know where Chad's going now.
Matrix Revolution.
Ah! Yes, I knew it.
Nicely done, Chad.
I know what Taylor's going to do.
I don't think you do.
Lifeline?
No, I'm going to go with The Replacements.
Oh! I did not know that.
Gene Hackman.
I didn't know you had stuff on your notepad.
Not anymore.
All right, David.
Big Dave.
Oh, I just thought of one. Oh, and another one. And another one.
Well, you can give me a hint. It's your show.
I'm like DJ Khaled over here. Another one!
Drop it down. You can give me a hint. It's your show. You're allowed.
Okay.
Could be funny.
Let me give you a hint. His initials are K-R.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Come on!
And he... Oh, yeah.
Point Break 2.
There is an answer. One of the answers is in the last couple sentences I spoke.
Oh, come on! Can you hand me a snack
pack? Just run it back. What did I just say?
His initials are KT.
Oh,
KR.
What are we doing here?
Oh, come on, Mark.
You treat him like a special needs kid. Let me run the touchdown, Mark. Let me run the touchdown.
You think there's
once.
No such thing as a special needs adult?
Just let me run the good touchdown,
point.
Mark.
Good point.
It's a lot easier.
But yeah, do you have any final words? That, you know...
You
just need a movie that
okay,
stars... Keanu, or
oh,
just
Keanu.
Has Keanu in it
Keanu.
For a brief amount of time.
Keanu, that's
that is correct.
Answer.
That is correct.
He wasn't in that.
He is briefly. Yeah.
He played
I
the
know,
cat.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, you're up there, Dougie Fresh.
Stop hating, Mark. Stop hating.
I'm trying to get this cooking here.
Stop it. I'm gonna go as fast as I want. Speed.
Oh, well played, Fatty. All right, I'm going to say Parenthood.
Nice That's pull. Cool.
Damn.
Nice pull.
Is it Chad. John Wick Chapter 2?
Yeah.
Nice, Chad.
Okay. You remember it. Oh, yeah, it's a book. It's
All
a
right.
book and a movie.
What do you got, notepad?
What'd you scribble down there, notepad?
Constantine?
Yes!
Whoa!
Sure about Alan.
Damn.
All right, it's official. You did way better than me.
Good
right,
to have you back, Taylor. All right, Dave.
That felt like
I don't even smoke weed,
like
by the way.
Like
just
a
general announcement.
Like
I don't even smoke weed,
that.
So.
Can I just say this real quick?
Yeah.
That felt like a laxative ad. Go, David. See, how do you like it when somebody just says, go?
I don't have
you
anything.
You don't even know what to do.
Yeah, I'm done. I think that's it.
All right.
That's it for you.
We had
I mean,
good,
Eric
good
won't
you
keep
can
with
still,
me.
You
know?
can
I'm
still hang out.
I'm trying to get Eric to... At
you
least,
can hang out.
Just
do your,
Eric.
Do your plugs at the end.
Oh, can I, phone a friend?
No.
Okay, I'm out.
No, we got to wrap this thing up. We're tight on time, but we've had a great time. Everybody's loved it. I'm not stalling, you guys. I'm not stalling. I just feel like I'm so close to the answer, but I'm just right there on the river's edge.
I'm gonna go gay here and pull out a real crazy rich Asian. He makes a cameo.
Does he?
No, that's the wrong movie that has an Asian in it.
Oh, no.
Is it a...
Oh, no.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think he's in
that. Do you want to go to your lifeline or change it up?
I think he's in it.
No, he's not. You're thinking of something else that we can tell you about later.
Oh, I know what it is. The Ali Wong flick.
That's what some people call it. Mostly the people that also call it Crazy Rich Asians.
Damn it. Well, I meant to say Enter the Dragon. No. All right. I'm stepping back with Raising Minnesota.
Oh.
Feeling Minnesota.
Feeling Minnesota is
good
correct.
Lord.
Take it. All right. That's enough.
Right. Put that in the gift bag, Mark. Sorry, Jesus. Dude.
I'm trying to fill a pillowcase.
Oh, my God.
All right. So.
No one will get this listening at home.
No one gets it sitting right here.
It's a good point.
What is happening? What's going on? All right, so...
Hardball.
Oh, wow. Well played.
Look at him go.
Where'd this kid come from?
San Francisco. What's yours, Taylor?
Oh, man.
Did you write it down there?
Speed 2?
No.
He's not in that?
No, it's Jason Patrick.
Plus, it's got a longer title.
Can I say the other one that I have written down?
You could try, sure.
The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yeah, that's right. You still haven't gone to your lifeline?
No.
Taylor Rizzo is doing pretty good, yeah. All right, I'm going to have to go with... What's that one where he was like... Just keep doing that for a while. It's not going to help.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, Mark's got one. All right, I'm going to tap. Go ahead, Mark.
Chain Reaction.
Yes.
That was for you, Aaron. I love you.
Chad.
Can I guess the one he didn't get?
Huh?
Always Be
yeah.
My Baby?
Always Be My Baby. I couldn't fucking think Always Be My Baby.
That's racist.
Clogging my noggin. Okay, go ahead there.
I got to go to my lifeline.
Taylor's lifeline.
The Devil's Advocate.
Thank you.
Damn.
Wonderful work over there. That's a real lifesaver.
Is it me?
D&D are out. Mark is still...
Mark.
Oh, you're out?
I'm out, yeah.
Shit.
I jumped out because we gotta wrap
all
it
right,
up.
I'm gonna go to my guy here.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
All right, Aaron.
Nice. Chad.
John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum.
Yes.
Is he a voice in Cars?
No.
I'm out.
Good try, though. Mark.
I'm going to go with Hamlet.
Oh, shit. I think it's the wrong Shakespeare. I said
Merchant
too much.
Merchant of Venice. Othello.
Keep going. This is a fun game. Do you know it, Chad?
Romeo and Juliet.
You know it?
Much Ado About Nothing.
Chad is our winner. That's not how I intended it to end, but there you have it. Find us all on social media. We gotta go. We don't have time for plugs even.
MarkNormanComedy.com.
Yeah, MarkNormanComedy.com. Chad Opus on Twitter. Rizzo. David Deary. Go see David at the Comedy Store. Enjoy red and green pudding or whatever that is whenever you get a chance. Thank you, San Jose Improv. And thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
I'll be outside in a minute selling those pins, hanging out.
What Keanu do we miss?
What? Oh, we missed a ton of them. Yeah. Go ahead and play the theme song.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eisenhold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Can't get enough of HBO's Watchmen? Now you can go deeper inside the critically acclaimed new series with the official Watchmen podcast. Hosted by Watchmen executive producer and writer Damon Lindelof and Craig Mazin, creator of Chernobyl, the new podcast explores narrative choices, uncovers Easter eggs, and examines the show's connection to the groundbreaking graphic novel. Stream Watchmen now and catch new episodes Sundays at 9, only on HBO.